the Stoic, you know, some have been rugged, they've been rubbed, they've had their feet picked up, they've been poked, they've been patted. So all that stimulant around them is just white noise that they just blank out. So when you get big with a flag, it's just like, oh, what's that? Okay. So with those horses, to get them in the right frame of learning, I have to do something random that they didn't expect. And sometimes that random comes from complete silence.
Hello, welcome to Mark Langley's Horsemanship Podcast, a podcast helping people to understand their horses better, to provide solutions in a calm, connected way. I'm Jenny Barnes.
And I'm Mark Langley.
This podcast has a variety of horse management tips in it. How to introduce a new horse to your herd, how to stop your horse snatching at grass, and how to motivate our disinterested stoic horses. Mark, your first question comes from Gail. She's from the UK and she's just joined the group. She says that she's really enjoying what you've learned so far and she's hoping to start your training methods with her two minis. Her question is, what's the kindest way to stop them from constantly snatching at the grass? She doesn't have a surface training area. She just has a fenced off area that's grassed and it needs to get mowed. But the grass is very tempting for them.
And with minis, it's harder because their nose is so close to the grass. When the grass grows a bit long, they don't have to reach far to get it. So
right.
It's a lot easier to stop a big warm blood from snatching at grass because there's a long way between its head and the ground. So you've got a bit more time to sort of correct it. The kindest way, unfortunately, clarity is kindness. And softness is not necessarily kindness. Now, I'm not trying to say be hard on your horse, everybody. I'm just saying kindness is the most efficient way sometimes you can get a horse to let go of a strong thought and get into a peaceful, comfortable mindset, okay? The more you're in the future, thinking about the grass, thinking about the cold beer at the end of the hot day or whatever, the more you're sort of fidgeting in your seat, the more you stay anxious, okay? So what I try and sort of, you know, say is get used to the fact that, you know, something's not available and then you can sort of start to live in the present at what is available, okay? So
black and white.
So the one thing you don't do, you don't let them snatch and chastise or do something like that because, you know, oh, well, you know, a bite of grass for a little bump on the rope, I'll take the bump on the rope because the grass is too tasty. You know, that's what ends up happening. So they know they can get a snatch and know the discomfort of whatever the person did, you know, made them uncomfortable. It was worth it, you know. I'll take it. I'll take a punch if I can drink the cold beer, whatever, okay? So you got to think, okay, let the horse let go of that thought that that's not available. So go and teach your horse a stoic. You know, some of them have been rugged, they've been rubbed, they've had their feet picked up, they've been poked, they've been patted. So all that stimulant around them is just white noise that they just blank out. So when you get big with a flag, it's just like, oh, what's that? Okay. So with those horses, to get them in the right frame of learning, I have to do something random that they didn't expect. And sometimes that random comes from complete silence. So when I get a really stoic kind of low motivated, like not very motivated horse, low energy, kind of just like, oh yeah, righto, then I go very, very quiet. Now, if everybody goes very, very quiet, you can hear everything, you can feel your breathing, you can kind of feel the ground underneath you, you can hear the birds in the distance, you can smell the smells. It's when we're constantly in our world of white noise that we don't notice all those little elements around us. So when we go super quiet around these horses, we just go still, because what those horses also do is they get used to our rhythms, our touches, the feel of our touches. They know they know how big we go, how small we go, and they know when we move away. They know us. They're still monitoring us, and they still and they know what they can get away with as well. So by going super quiet, you change the playing field into this silent place. And if everyone went quiet in a room, you can imagine your heart rate. You go, oh, hang on a minute, what's going on? Something just happened. If all the chatter in a room stopped. And that's what I do around those horses. I stop all the chatter. I just stop. And then just randomly, I might do one big thing, boom. Even if they get frightened of me when I do a shock, I might just do an electric shock myself or bang my leg or quickly hit a drum or throw a bucket across the ground, and they'll go, dude, where'd that come from? And they'll go, ooh. And they go, hang on a minute. And then everything's silent again. Now, that spooks the horse, and people go, I don't want to spook a horse. But remember the two elements that are essential in horse training: caution and curiosity. A horse learns through caution. It gets in trouble through curiosity, okay? So a horse will remember through caution. So if you have a horse that's not cautious when it walks into a float and it flips over inside the float, it's because we told it the float was too safe. If the horse knew the float was unsafe and walked on the float feeling a little unsafe and cautious, when the float moved, it would have been quite prepared for it, yeah? So we can't desensitize our horses to all these scary things. We have to have them walking with caution and building confidence in their decisions. So with a horse that's stoic, they need caution, and that bit of wariness that just says that I'm in danger gets them to come out and be responsible for their own caution and awareness. The next key to the stoic horses is, and it's the same with any horse, but for these ones in particular, like and with mules, it'd be much the same, is because mules are very, very stoic in a sense. Like, you know, the old people who used to teach cattle to lead and horses to lead used to just tie them to a donkey to a night, actually. And then a little donkey by the morning would have this, you know, horse leading around, because it could put up with the pressure all night where the horse gave in eventually. Okay, and that was an old technique, and it's still used to get horses to lead. But it just shows the resilience in those donkeys. So that's why mules have got that level of resilience and stoicness. So, and working with the mules, there was a mule once in South Australia that it was, the lady said, I breed mules, but this one's the tougher one that I've bred. It's really stoic. And so with that one, we just did one little thing well, and we said thank you and went back to silence. One little thing well, went back to silence. And what that one little thing was wake up. Wake up, be aware, and just move your thoughts across and step across one step. Thank you, that's all I want. But that horse had to do, that mule had to do that very well, not just, oh, yeah, I'm half asleep and I'm stepping across and I'll get rewarded for that. It had to be alert, aware, and step across. So the next thing with the stoic horses is we wake them up, we get a level of awareness, and then we say, now soften and step forward, maybe. Just that could be a simple thing like that. And then they go, okay. And then you go, right now, I'm just going to turn off the noise and just go back to quiet. And then you might see them, oh, righto, everything's gone, I'm going to go drift away. And then if you see them drifting away, right back down into their place, boom, wake up. Okay, what? Okay, can you take one step? Thanks, that's all I want. So the first transition before you do transition after transition after transition after transition is get out of bed and breathe and be aware and cautious. And until you can just pick up the feel of a rope softly and you see that horse grow into awareness and caution and be ready to respond. Now, because you ask something simple of it, it doesn't have to do a day's work. You're not putting, you know, you're not making it ram fence posts all day. You're just asking one simple little thing. And then after a while, it'll stay awake. It's responsibility of staying awake. Now, by doing something random out of the blue, it's almost like we're in enemy territory. We don't know what's around the corner. So it's almost like you're telling the horse that the environment's slightly unsafe. I can't nurse you. So they go, oh, it's unsafe. There could be a tiger around the corner. I might have to be aware. And then remember that awareness is caution. So it brings them back to caution. I think it's familiar, the horses get over familiar with their environment, over familiar with us, over familiar with everything, that there's nothing that can actually make them go, oh, that's a little bit dangerous, okay? But here's the problem, is a stoic horse can still get a big fright, just like a shutdown horse gets a massive fright when they're thrown in the deep end, is we think, oh, they're all very quiet, then eventually with all this pressure and pulling and whatever, we get them on a float, and then all of a sudden they wake up in the horse float and their caution hits them like an adrenaline rush, and they blow up and panic. That's the problem. We can't have them super stoic and then throw them in the deep end. So that's why in whatever environment you are in, you have to bring up their caution and show them that they have to learn to be cautious and think through things and things like that, and that really helps them. But it's tougher with these horses because they don't have that natural, you know, let's go and be cautious and think through things. So you've got to work on that. And then as you build that healthy caution in them and they're responsible for that caution, you slowly trickle in that curiosity and get them curious, thinking about things. But caution will always cause a horse to become curious, because it's through caution that they search for answers. So when a horse gets a little disturbed, a little cautious, they're seeking something else. They're seeking a good feeling or a refuge. So that's when they start to grow curiosity. So and then they become curious of what options there are when they're cautious, because every horse, you know, has or wants an option when they're cautious. So in the wild, it'll be, there's danger, let's go over to a safe place, okay? When they get a bit nervous because, you know, the water's running out there, they'll go find another place, yeah? So it's that anxiety of the water running out that gets them curious to find somewhere else to go, okay? So basically that bit of extra caution will grow the curiosity, and then you'll have, you know, them start to get the right balance, but it just takes a bit more.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Thank you for your questions, as always, that they come through. And thank you, Mark. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Australia's very own Mark Langley, a horseman with many insights from his decades of dabbling. Jump online to keep learning. marklangley.com.au